on a very passionate episode of Truth Bombs.
Love waits for no caps lock.
We're sorry. Welcome to Truth Bombs.
I'm Adam.
I'm Ethan.
And I'm confused.
And we are three siblings who aren't afraid to tell it like it is. Why are you confused?
When's the last time this podcast had had nearly that much energy?
I don't know, but I love it.
We're recording on a weekday night, and for some reason, it's got me all fired up and ready to go.
Maybe it's the 17 cookies you ate.
I ate a lot of cookies.
I was going to say Ebon's full of beans, but apparently that's not the issue.
That's not the issue.
Becca made banana Nutella cookies.
Banana oatmeal, Nutella swirl.
That sounds good for a cookie or two. And then I think I'd be good?
No.
No, it's really super light on the Nutella.
Okay.
And heavy on the banana oatmeal, which is just like, man.
Delicious.
Super good.
Like, how do you guys feel in general about Nutella? What's this whole, like, Nutella thing that's going on? I sound like a very out-of-touch person. That's not what I mean.
How do you feel about the Nutella?
How do you feel about the amount of Nutella stuff going around right now? Are you on board with that?
I didn't know there was a lot more than there was before, except that Tim Hortons is carrying
I would say past probably 2 years, it's blown up as opposed to, like, eight before that.
I was going to say, it's been around for freaking ever.
Oh yeah, it's been around forever. It's not that it hasn't been around forever, but I mean, everybody putting Nutella in things other than just spreading it on toast.
Honestly, I think I perfected it about 4 years ago when I made a Nutella avocado honey sandwich.
Oh my god.
And
that sounds amazing.
It was the most delicious thing I've ever had. And I think I made two more of them, and I've never had another. Because I knew that it was too powerful for me.
Right.
But I think I perfected it. And so
one man can only handle so many of those.
Erroneous, you know. Not erroneous. That's extraneous.
Oh, extraneous?
Evil. Extraneous.
Evil's got cookie brain.
I got the cookie brain.
Y'all gobbed up with Nutella.
C is for cookie, and that's good enough for me.
What's your mini truth this week?
You swallowed so loud. I'm sorry.
I took a drink and then I didn't turn away. That was on me.
I need y'all to take one quick second mm-hmm. and bring it down.
Oh no.
Because my mini truth is that the bird saga continues.
No.
Continue.
I sent the boys a picture the other day. I didn't put any context with it because I had already told Ebon, Adam, do you know what that picture was of?
Do you not tell us about that on the podcast?
A morning dove.
No. Oh. Not that picture. The picture that I sent to you yesterday in group chat.
Oh, yeah. I know. I knew what it was. I didn't reply. I couldn't think of anything funny to say because it was terrifying.
There was nothing funny to say.
There was nothing funny to say at all. Becca sent a picture. I'm assuming from the store that you're renovating or the building where the store you're renovating is.
That's at the old store.
Oh, that's the old store.
Yep.
Okay. Of a bird that had died and turned into skeleton bird. Like, not a living skeleton bird, just a dead skeleton bird.
Yes.
It wasn't, like, clattering around, clacking and clattering.
Right.
It was, but it was dead. It was gross.
It was super dead. So, basically, my friend and I, she also works at the same store as I do, we are loading up the cube van with old stock to take to the new store to unload and put away. And I'm standing in the cube van, and she stops talking, looks up, and goes, "Oh my God, is that a bird skeleton?" And I look up, directly above me, there is a bird skeleton. This bird has been dead inside this mesh wire thing, structure thing, that for so long that it is mostly bones now.
Yeah, it was very clearly skeleton.
Very creepy. And that was much creepier than what happened later. But what happened later was that me and her and another guy that does not like to play into our antics at all, so you know this is verified, we are loading stuff into the warehouse at the new store. And once again, my friend goes, "Oh my God." And I was like, "What?" And she just points, and there's a feather laying on the ground, one single feather. Oh, and I was like, "Oh God, oh my God." And she goes over and looks at it, and she goes, "Not to freak you out anymore or anything, but it's literally wrapped like a voodoo doll."
What?
And I went and I looked at it, and one of the bottom threads of feather was coiled around the quill like the abdomen part of a voodoo doll.
Oh my God.
I know.
Bird's gonna get you.
Bird's gonna get me.
R.I.P. in peace, Becca. TK16.
Thank you.
Requisition in patches, Becca. I went for the original Latin.
It's beautiful.
You won't do something where the P stands for poultry like birds.
Nice. Repulsant in poultrant.
What?
Becca.
That didn't work at all.
I know.
I'm too sad now. Let's move on.
Adam, what's your mini truth?
I just watched the new Ghostbusters trailer.
Ugh.
And I'm real sad.
I was on board for like 1 week until someone pointed out to me on the internet that
So the internet ruined it again.
The internet
as
ruined it
always
it,
does.
But probably prevented me from ruining it for myself. It pointed out to me that in the original Ghostbusters, oh God, I blanked on his name.
Which one?
The black one.
Ernie.
Ouch, right?
Ouch.
Ouch. Ernie came from basically nothing, worked his way up, and was just a hardworking member of the team. And then in the new one, she's an over-the-top stereotype. And I went, oh, yeah, she totally is. Oh God, I hate this.
Oh yeah, no, there's very little good about this movie from what we've seen so far, and I wanted to like it. Like, Ghostbusters is the first thing I can remember being a fan of. Like, full stop. Ghostbusters. I loved Ghostbusters when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And like, I really wanted more Ghostbusters, and I really wanted to like this. And it's just nothing. It doesn't look good at all. I think it's going to be really terrible. I don't like the guy who wrote and directed this movie. I don't like Bridesmaids. It's the Bridesmaids guy.
I was okay with Bridesmaids. It was okay. Like, it wasn't like super fantastic.
Everyone talked about it. Like, but it was the greatest thing that had ever happened to comedy.
Yeah.
And no. And I don't think he's the right fit for this movie. It's a different kind of thing.
Yeah.
And
they honestly should have gotten they should have gotten the 21 Jump Street guys to do it.
Mm.
Crap, the Russos. Their names.
No, not the Russos, the other ones. Blah 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 blah.
Yeah. Yvonne. I know who it is.
Phil Lord.
Insert the name of the guys here.
Miller.
Those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it's those guys.
They
should have gotten them to do it, and then it would have been perfect. I mean, 21 Jump Street, the Lego movie, just like everything they do is gold.
Yeah, like I said before, Phil Lord and Chris Miller. Yeah, those guys.
They're just fantastic.
Yeah. Anyways, they would have been a perfect fit for this, and everything they touch is pure gold. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. I've kind of resigned myself to the fact that it's not looking all that good at this point, but...
Yeah. I'm still going to watch it in theaters, but...
Maybe. I don't even know if I'll do that at this point. I'm real bummed out. Anyways, this is a mini-truth. We're supposed to be going fast. What's up next, Ebon? Go.
Oh, man. I was put into a position today where I had to try and avoid a major catastrophe.
Okay.
and I did my best, but my best wasn't as good as my best could have been, and I got really a little bit bummed out that my best wasn't as good as it could have been, you know? Nobody died. I just want to put that out there. Nobody died.
Your idea of what your best is.
We spilled a bunch of sugar on the ground, but nobody died.
I repeat, your idea of what you thought your best was died.
Weep now for the memory.
Basically, there was a situation. I was the first to see it. A big tank of sugar overflowed.
Even was first responder.
I was first responder. And my first instinct as first responder was to yell, "Hey," 3 times really loud until I realized that I wasn't yelling it at anybody in particular. It was just sheer panic.
You were yelling it at the situation?
And then I went and got a help.
You went and got an adult.
I went and got an adult.
You found an adult.
I found an adult.
Officer!
Instead of running out to the guy who was filling the sugar tank and telling him to shut it off, I went and told someone else to tell the guy to shut it off.
Yvonne, oh no!
I realized after what I had done, but it was like, that was my first instinct.
No, at least you did something. Yeah. There are enough people in this world that would have looked at that and gone, and moved on with their day.
That doesn't look right. Oh, well.
Not my job.
The guy probably knows what he's doing.
But it was maybe they're just sugaring the floors. It was spewing liquid sugar out the top. It was like a waterfall, and it was getting caught in the sunlight.
It was beautiful.
Have you ever seen a rainbow refracted through pure sugar? I have.
I don't know.
It was gorgeous and very expensive.
Yeah, I bet.
Anyways.
Wow. I think you're also starting us off this week with a real truth.
It's also about work.
Okay.
Why did I think that was your real truth?
It wasn't. That was my mini truth.
Oh, I thought your mini truth was about the cookies.
It's because we sang. We put a lot of effort into this.
Possibly should have been about the cookies. No, real truth. I've got myself into a different weird situation.
Oh, Evan, what's with all these sticky situations?
This one's
sometimes literally.
This one's less slippery than the last one.
Did you see what I did there? Hey, Evan, did you see what I did there?
I saw what you did there. So,
hey, Beck, I also saw what you did there.
So
I had no doubt.
Weirdly enough,
that's good to know.
No doubt.
At
no
work,
doubt.
I've been finding lately that I'm becoming better friends with people who are better at their job and have better work ethic, as opposed to people who may be closer aligned to my own opinions and values. And I'm really confused about this because apparently I value work ethic.
Oh, Evo grew up.
I value work ethic and ability higher than, like, common values. And it's just a really, really weird realization I've come to. And I'm still, like, grappling with it, you know?
I'm so proud of you.
Is this a good thing?
Yes, and I'll tell you why.
Because it makes you more productive.
Work's not real life.
Okay. That's, yes.
Work is like, Yvonne, hey,
come
Yvonne.
Here, I've put on my cardigan.
Come sit on the story mat.
Come sit, sit beside me. I'm gonna cross my leg. I've got my pipe.
Do you got your blankie?
I do.
Okay, Yvonne, listen to me. Work is like a weird fever dream. Because always weird things happen, like dead bird skeletons, or lots of sugar spills. And you're like, this wouldn't happen to me on a regular Tuesday if I didn't work here.
It's Wednesday.
I wasn't aiming for today specifically.
Oh, it was close enough that I thought
you'd just missed. Time isn't real, Yvonne. Wake up, America.
It's a flat circle.
Anyway, work is like a fever dream. because all these things happen and you're like, is this a real thing that happened to me? Is this a real thing I had to deal with today? Is that for realsies? And it's an experience you had, but you kind of wonder if your brain just imagined it. And fever dreams, it's an experience, but they didn't really happen.
Mm-hmm.
You experience it, but it wasn't a real event.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you get paid at the end.
You get paid at the end, and you don't have to see the people ever again if you don't want to.
So it's more like a drug trial?
So yeah. here's my...
Fever dream induced by a drug trial. We got there, teamwork. We got it.
Good analogy. So here's the difference between being a boy and working and being a man and working.
Ooh, I like the way that sounds.
When you're a boy, you go to work and you want to hang out but still get paid for it.
Yes.
And so you want to work with people who are your pals because you want to have a good time hanging out.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And things like how good of a job you do aren't that important, and therefore you don't get paid that much because the people who know what's up know that you're there to just hang out, and they're like, well, I'll deal with that for not having to pay that person all that much money.
Yeah.
When you're an adult and you're working, you realize that what's really happening here is that you're making this weird, almost like demonic deal with a corporate entity that's saying, like, I will give you some of the time of my life. I will give you some of my life hours.
Yeah.
In order for you to give me the resources that allow me to do what I want with the remaining life hours that I have left outside of this place.
You're whoring yourself to the man, Ebone.
I am.
You are, and there's nothing you can do about it. But part of that deal is that the better job you do, the more efficient your life hours become, the more resources you get for the hours of your life that you just hand off to some company.
Okay.
Right? And so your goal at work stops being hanging out with your buds, because you can do that on your off time. In fact, that's when you want to do it. That way you can pick who you hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, your goal becomes doing it as efficiently as possible and making those hours count for as much as you can.
Okay. The thing is, this was more about those efficient people are now becoming my buds, and people who would normally be my buds are not my buds. Because they're less efficient.
You're going through work puberty.
That's because your work friends are your work mates are like family. You can't pick them.
And if you get cool people, that's so true.
If you get cool people, awesome. If you get terrible people, you're stuck with them. So you're going to gravitate towards the ones that are goal aligned with you, not value aligned with you, because you're just there to ride it out, and so is everybody else.
Whoa.
And so your buds, the people that would be your buds outside of work, if they're not helping you achieve your goals, they're not your buds inside. It's a completely different world. It's the Thunderdome.
It's prison rules.
It's prison rules. It's absolutely prison rules. Maybe you're not a skinhead necessarily, but maybe in prison they protect you and they get you out sooner because they help you be on good behavior.
That's the best analogy I've ever heard for what's going on here.
Ebone, if they're not for your goals, then they're not hashtag squad goals.
That's a good point, Beck. That's a very, very, very good point. And so these people that you're like, yeah, maybe I could hang out with them outside of work. Have you ever hung out with them outside of work?
No.
No, and you never will. You never, ever will. You might even say that you will. Maybe like when you quit, you'll be like, oh yeah, no, we should grab beers sometime. You'll do that once and you'll realize like, wow, I don't want to be here. I just thought I liked you because we were forced into this weird situation together. Fever dream, if you will, Becca.
Thank you.
Okay.
I absolutely will.
The goal-aligned buds I have gone out with. But mostly just to grab a burger at lunch, and it was terrible.
The burger or the situation?
The situation.
How was the burger?
Delicious.
Oh, good. We
went for wings once too. Oh, that was actually a lot of fun because there was few other people in the restaurant.
Nice. And it didn't feel awkward.
Nice. But I got to hang out with my work buds.
Yeah. I got one question for you. How did that burger help you sell your life hours for resources?
It gave me the calories to get there.
And that's about it, right? And what did those people do to make those calories more efficient? Nothing.
Not much.
They were useless to you.
Yeah.
Did they drive you there?
Yes.
That's about it.
Yeah. Which is about how much it was worth.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Wow. Well, that's really helpful.
You got to Shawshank this.
I've basically just been trying to, you know, bring out the best in them that I could, you know?
See, here's the thing. You don't need to.
I know I don't need to, but, like, it makes the rest of it easier.
I guess. Like, I'm not saying that
I slowly start introducing them to Marvel movies, and then we can chat about superheroes on company time, and it all works, you know?
But they're not your friends, Ebone.
I know.
You're never going to hook up on the outside and do a job together. You're there to serve your time. Keep your head down. Be on good behavior.
That's fair.
Make parole. Just get out of there.
I'm on my last...
And never,
I'm on
ever,
my last dime.
And never, ever see your prison buds. No, a dime never see is them 10 on years. The outside. Never see them on the outside.
The last couple months.
That's the rule.
I think you can just say that.
Yeah, I think I can.
Yeah, especially because you don't know like the prison word.
This has been a lot like prison. I got gruff. I got injured a bunch.
You started working out
a whole bunch. And I got a little bit beefy. I grew a lot of facial hair.
Yeah. No, I think it's about being goal aligned rather than like value aligned, because if you want people who are value aligned with you, find them on your own time.
Yeah.
Way better fit. Don't just hope some show up at your workplace.
Yeah.
That's a
We can't all have a Becca situation where your best friend works with you.
What the I'm so jealous.
It's the best.
Let me say just one thing, though. Because when she started working there, we did not know each other very well at all. So we became best friends through work.
I'm not saying it can't happen.
No, I know. I'm just saying. It's not like she applied there when we were best friends already. And
yeah.
It worked out that way. It just happened to work out really well for me.
Yeah, you won the lottery on that one, and it's fantastic. I'm very jealous of that situation because that's the sweetest. But
it is. It's the best.
For plenty of us, it's kind of like, okay, well, which of you guys isn't going to screw up my day?
Yeah.
That's the one that I like.
Yeah. If it makes y'all feel any better, she's leaving for 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah, she's going to like Laos and Cambodia and stuff, right?
Vietnam and Thailand.
Wow, that sounds amazing. No, it doesn't make me feel any better at all.
Did it get Laos and Cambodia?
Yep.
Okay, those were. I listened.
Yay, Evo.
No. I'm jealous. It's not that I don't want you to have it though. That's a whatever. Whole different animal.
Whatever.
Whole different animal.
Whatever.
Jeez. All right.
Becca.
Yeah.
What's your truth?
Y'all, food has been betraying me lately.
Oh, you've had a bad food time.
I've had a bad food time these last 2 days. So yesterday at work, I was having a real bad day. Lots of stuff was going wrong. It was bad news bears.
Mm-hmm.
So at lunch, we went to the grocery store to get some potato wedges, you know?
Oh, yeah. I love those.
Yeah. And we have a locker and also a snack locker. So we were like, can we fill up our snack locker? Perks of work, best friend. So we were like, what can we put in our snack locker? And I was like, okay, hear me out. A giant box of those mini white powdered donuts.
Okay. Perfect. I'm real worried now.
Perfect.
Okay.
It's going to be great and also going to cheer us up because we're having a real bad day. It was nice and hot outside, so we took some chairs and we sat outside in the sunshine to eat our lunch of potato wedges and white powder donuts. And we made a dumb decision about where to set the white powder donuts. And they ended up falling on the gravel and half of them fell out of the thing.
No.
I know.
I got a very sad Snapchat.
It was real sad. It was very, very sad. And then today, I didn't have to work, which is really nice. And I made some cookies, which was pretty good. Some of them got burnt, which is a little sad, but I think they'll still be good.
Like 17 of them just straight up disappeared, I guess.
Into the black hole that is Ebone's mouth and stomach. And Mom asked me to, if she was not home by 5:15, mix up our chicken Caesar salad for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Sounds amazing.
And I was like, great, that's easy. And I go to open the salad, and I sliced my goddamn finger on a salad.
It's kind of nasty looking.
It doesn't look nearly as bad as it actually is. It's one of those times where it went real deep.
Oh, it went real deep and then sealed right back up.
And I clamped it, and it bled like a little bit inside, and it glued it shut.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
So it's one of those where it's like it's sore, but it looks way less bad than it is.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm gonna get zero sympathy, but I need it because it was on a goddamn salad of all things. And it's like, I'm trying so hard.
Did you cut yourself on the box or on the leaves of a salad?
It was one of those plastic
the clamshell kind,
but it was a big one from Costco.
Right.
So it's a big bowl with the clamshell top.
Yeah.
And I was trying to pull up on the top, and my finger slid across the clear plastic.
Yikes. Those edges are jagged sometimes.
And my life flashed before my eyes, and I went, oh, no. And yeah, and it was just bad news bears, and food has been betraying me, and I'm getting real sad, you guys.
Yeah, if you can't trust food, like, what can you trust?
What else do I have?
Yeah.
I don't know. So, currently, let's take stock for a second. Currently, you're being...
Basically, there's one item. My life is bad.
No, but, I mean, yeah, it is. That's undeniable. No, that's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to actually, like, let's
break
make the
down.
List. Let's
okay.
break this down.
Great, this
let's
will
take
help.
Stock. Okay, birds are at war on you.
Yeah.
That means chicken's out.
Oh, also, one addendum to the bird thing. There is one bird that sits at the top of the really tall building that our new store is in and screams when I'm outside. It hates me specifically. It doesn't scream when other people are outside.
So birds are at war with you. Mm-hmm. Food hates you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any other broad, generic, everyday things that are apparently out to get you?
Mm.
Like, does clothing have a vendetta against you? Or the concept of heat? Or... I know I sound very sarcastic right now, and I'm sorry for that. That's just how my voice sounds. It's a problem that I deal with a lot. I'm trying to figure out, like, have trees been attacking?
No.
Okay. Well, there's that, I guess.
I try not to think about it. I don't know what else is going wrong, but it feels like a lot.
Remember when you were younger and you thought the DHL trucks were stalking you?
Yeah, because they were freaking everywhere I went.
I mean, maybe you weren't wrong.
Maybe.
Okay. I'm sorry about your finger.
Thanks.
And I'm sorry about the fallen soldiers.
Yeah.
That's...
Pour some out for my... Donies.
They say that donies.
Yeah, it's like homies but donuts.
Adam, it's the technical term. I'd appreciate if you didn't laugh in this time of mourning.
They say that you never forget, but you know, with time it gets easier to deal with the pain. Yeah, I don't know, Beck. I'm curious to see what this summer brings for you because, woof, it's not looking good so far.
It's really not.
I just hope you survive.
I don't know, honestly. I think this might be it. I think this is the year.
Well, I don't know what else to say.
I don't know. Let's move on.
Sure. It's funny how sometimes, for like no apparent reason, something hooks you so badly that you just like, in a fugue state, lose time to it.
Yeah.
I've been playing.
Oh, yeah.
I've been playing this video game. I just got it like a couple of days ago. And like, I can't, I have to be really careful when I turn it on. Cause like, I will, it that'll be my evening. Just gone. I'll, it's like SimCity. It's not SimCity, but it's similar. It's a city building simulator.
Okay.
And I sit there for hours and I plan out neighborhoods. Like residential or industrial or commercial districts, and I run water lines, and it sounds like the most boring thing in the universe.
But you gotta make it work.
I can't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
I have now dreamt about this game, and I have thought about planning out a new city while at work. This is bad.
That is pretty bad.
Gotcha.
It's got me. And I don't know what to do because I can't stay away. There's no way I can stay away.
Well, yeah.
But I gotta be real careful. What's the last thing that grabbed you like this?
Time loss.
Like full on, like the other night I was like, well, I guess I'll play for a while, and then like all of a sudden it was like 12:45 and it's like, man, I'm an adult and I've got a job to go to in the morning. how did I get here? What path of my life brought me to this point? This is not good.
No long-term ones lately, but with my computer build, there was a couple of moments where I got into something like moving stuff around or reorganizing on my hard drives. And it was just like that Friday that I built it last Friday. Mm-hmm. I basically lost that entire day.
Okay.
Pretty much. I didn't even get to boot up a video game until about 8:00 that night. But I made sure that I had everything completely done before that. But honestly, I made like a pot of coffee and all of a sudden it was like 4:00 PM and I'm like, what? I'm not done yet? Now, I was having fun doing that, mind you.
Sure. But... Oh, I think fun is an integral component to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beck, what's the last thing you lost time to?
Sometimes it happens when I'm binge watching shows.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, okay, I'll just watch one more. And then all of a sudden it's like 2 a.m. and I'm like, oh, I have 8:00 class.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I've been there. I was actually really bad for that for TV while I was working back on your cross stitch. Because it'd just be like, I'd be working away and TV would seem to go like really fast just because it takes like a lot of concentration or whatever. Yep. And it'd be like, oh, that show's over already? Well, I'm not really done this row. I might as well start another show. And then All of a sudden it would just be like an ungodly hour. And it's like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. It's not that I hate it. It's like, I love it. In fact, that's kind of the problem. But It's weird how it just kind of like gets away from you so easily.
Yeah, for sure.
It often seems to be like really menial things too for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's never like, oh man, I lost time riding all those roller coasters or something like that. Like it's always something like really like particular and like kind of meticulous, I guess. I think I already used that word, but like that you're like concentrating a lot, but like really pattern based and kind of low level thinking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just weird. Making it happen, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, that's my truth is that like I'm missing hours of my life thanks to this game. But I have some pretty sweet looking cities to go for it. So
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say that I've been able to be like sucked into those kinds of ones too often. Like very rarely with video games, for me it's usually something with like a major storyline to it.
Sure.
That I get sucked into.
Yeah.
I've tried so hard on some of those other ones though, and it's just like I almost feel bad for not liking them.
Now that you've got a decent computer, you need to give Minecraft another try.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll try, but and I do like Minecraft, but it doesn't hook me.
Yeah.
You know? Sure. It'll hook me for like a month.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Anyways. Well, I've got to go figure out my next highway system, and we'll be right back on Truth Bombs.
I saw you on the train. I never got the chance to ask your name. So if it's meant to be, well, won't you inbox me?
All right, so pulling out one of the old bits, we have a misconnection here that Adam found. Adam, why don't you go ahead and take us away?
Sure. Yeah, I don't know why I forgot about this one. It's one of my favorite ones. So this misconnection is called Last Sunday at Walmart, Lee's Summit, Blonde Girl, Lee's Summit. This is, can I just say, rife with grammatical errors?
Yes.
Good.
Spelling errors. I'm going to try and read it as close to the spirit of the spelling that they've done here.
Okay.
Just to give everybody a feel of how painful it is to read.
Yeah.
I seen you last Sunday at Walmart in Lee's Summit. You wear real good looking. I believe you wear with your husband. Your hair was blonde and you was wear a purple sweater and blue jeans. Saw you a few times and we both mass eye contact hit. Would love to talk to. Let me know who I was with.
Okay, so I think step one is we're going to go through
and figure out what he was saying.
Figure out what he was actually saying.
Okay,
let me try. Okay.
Okay.
I saw you last Sunday at Walmart in Lee's Summit.
Yep.
You were real good looking. I believe you were with your husband.
Yep.
Your hair was blonde and you were wearing a purple sweater and blue jeans. I saw you a few times and we both made eye contact. I would love to talk to you. Let me know who I was with.
That's about
maybe
what I got out of it.
Yeah, that's ish? Totally what I got.
The end is a little bit less decipherable, but I think that's about it.
So, last Sunday at Walmart, Lee's Summit, blonde girl, Lee's Summit.
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
Girl.
I think point number one. Uh-oh.
Oopsie daisy.
Oops. Which doing?
No.
One of my favorite things about these is looking at the time that they're posted. Because this was posted at 12:53 p.m. So like after lunchtime.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
So he's been thinking about this since last Sunday and decided, like, on his lunch break, man, I should make a post about this. He was out with somebody. She was out with somebody. He's assuming it was her husband. Still wants to meet up because they made eye contact a couple times.
Also, I think the most pressing thing for me, I don't get it, is let me know who I was with. Who was he with that they are that notable in the town? Was he with, like, the priest?
Oh.
Was he with, like, his mom's?
I think he's probably looking for, like, oh, you were with a guy with a mullet, which is about how I'm assuming this goes down.
That's everybody in Lee's Summit, I'm assuming.
Well, you don't know that.
You're right. That was a little. That was a little judgmental. I apologize.
I'm gonna Google Lee's Summit
formally to the town or city or.
It's near Kansas City, so.
I take it all back.
I don't know if it's the Kansas City or the Arkansas Kansas City.
Is there a Kansas City in Kansas?
Yes.
It's in There's Missouri. There's one or both.
Oh,
Missouri? I thought it was Arkansas. Oh yeah, it totally is Missouri. What am I talking about? Ignore me. Anyways, so he sees somebody, is like, that person is definitely with their husband.
Mm-hmm.
Oops, made eye contact. I bet they want to hang. I bet they do.
Yeah.
It's always also very fascinating to me how meaningful everyone in a Misconnection ad seems to think that every interaction is, or that they've posted about.
Yeah.
Because, like, I guarantee you that this person does not remember making eye contact with this strange man.
No, they made eye contact once and they were like, oh, that was weird. And then they saw them again later in the store and they're like, are they trying to make eye contact with me? Damn it, I made eye contact with them.
Ah, no, I did it again.
Ah, craps.
Looking away. Wait, are they looking away too? Oh, no! No, not again.
Oh, how embarrassing. That's so embarrassing. And the other person's like, oh, they're giving me the eye.
Or even more likely, they're walking along, they're doing their shopping, they're minding their own business, and they're like, oh, it's that guy again. And that's like the absolute limit of their thought about this whole interaction.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, it's that guy from before.
Pineapple guy.
Are you saying he was with his pineapple? Because I would remember that.
Yeah, I totally would. Yeah. Especially if it had like a face on it.
And sunglasses.
Well, I mean, what self-respecting pineapple would not be out in sunglasses? That what a terrible ambassador of island life.
Right.
They're chock full of vitamin C.
Is he also wearing a lei, or is that just too much?
Too much. If anything, I mean, where just do you a get Hawaiian a shirt?
Lei in the middle of January?
I mean, if you're a pineapple, you get that important. You bite the bullet. You've chosen
possibly March. I don't know American date stamps.
You've chosen your lifestyle. It's you know.
Yeah.
You gotta commit to the bit.
Totally.
That's how it goes.
Okay, let's break it down.
Okay.
Likelihood of responding if you were that person.
That's the second one.
Oh,
sorry, that's the second one.
Overall quality of post.
Quality of post.
Yeah. Adam?
I'm going to give it 2 out of 5. And the only reason I'm not going as low as I can possibly go is just sheer brazenness. This guy's got confidence, and I like that. He's wrong. He's bad. He seems kind of trashy, and he should never have made this post.
Sure.
But you know what? He's owning it, and I like that.
I'm going to give it Lee's base camp out of Lee's summit.
Ooh.
Because of most of the same reasons that you did.
It's a start.
Intention to start. And, you know, looks real good in the Instagram photos. But in real life, you didn't even really start at all.
Right. Okay.
You're not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it 1.5 pineapples out of 5.
Sounds good.
Because, yeah, zero punctuation.
Oh, it's...
No
awful.
Grammar, awful spelling. It's
I don't think that I don't think there's even a single capital letter.
Not that I have seen, except for the title. Those are all
which
capital.
Which is all capital.
Except for in brackets.
Except for in brackets Lee Summit, the second time, the not second capital.
Time. It's quieter, it's an echo.
So it's like when he accidentally hit that E, he turned off his caps lock and just never looked back.
He had no time to backspace.
No,
he had
no,
to
no.
find last Sunday Walmart Lee Summit blonde girl.
Yeah.
Love waits for no caps lock. Okay, so now we do chances of responding.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to just, like, I know normally we, like, do, like, a round robin thing.
Sure.
Do you want to just, like, do a countdown, 3, 2, 1, and then just, like, all say our answer at the same time?
Sure.
Just,
sure.
like, yeah. to mix things up?
Yeah. I like it.
Okay.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, 0.
Hard 0.
That was much more confusing than I was expecting.
Should we branch out so everybody knows what we said, or do you think they got the gist?
I said 0.
Becca said hard 0. I said nope.
Yeah, works for me. Do we even need to explain why?
No.
I think it kind of speaks for itself, eh?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm going to go find a pineapple to put some sunglasses on, and we'll be right back on Truth Bombs.
Tonight on Truth Bombs. Make sure you head on over to truthbombs.ca. You can find all the links to everywhere else we live on the internet from there. You can check out our Facebook page, our Twitter, our Tumblr, email us kaboom@truthbombs.ca. There are links on there to hi101.ca, which is Adam's other podcast / project, ebone.ca, which there has been some hype. Is there anything?
The hype has started.
It has started. The hype is real.
The hype has started.
The hype has started. The activity has not.
No.
There is a link to my Twitter. You can go read my very hilarious tweet about my salad incident today.
Ugh.
Oh, I missed it.
You should probably go look at it because I think you'll appreciate it.
I bet I will. I usually do.
Mm-hmm. Head on over to iTunes. You can subscribe to us from there. You can leave us a rating and review while you're there. You can send us jobs you'd like advice on, careers you like advice on, situations about which you'd like to know the worst case scenario. I threw myself off track because I said words in the wrong order. You can send us your horoscope and we'll tell, or your sign, and we'll tell you your horoscope for the month. I believe June should be coming up soon, like the June horoscopes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was just thinking about that today.
Next week or the week after, probably.
Yeah, I can't remember what May had in store for me.
Well, that's why we recap.
We'll need a refresher.
You know what? I'm almost glad that you forget, though, because that means that you're not, like, trying to make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then when you find out that that's what had been predicted for you, like, the surprise is real good.
Yeah.
Yeah, get in contact. We'd love to hear from you.
And from all of us here at Truth Bombs, don't check that bell. That was fun.